And hello, here we are again, the Random Commute Podcast, episode 2. And I've got a little quote today, which goes as follows. The soul's joy lies in doing. And this is something that I think is incredibly valuable for people to understand. Being sedentary and not doing anything is not getting you anywhere. I mean, you don't. Doing doesn't mean that you have to exercise or go for a walk. Thinking is hard work, so that's part of doing too. But just like being a vegetable and not doing anything with any purpose is hurting you a lot, and you won't feel any fun in those tasks. And just sitting in front of your TV watching one crappy show after another just to watch it, that's not joy. That's not even fake joy. And it's a complete waste of your time. Find something in your life that gives you joy. I mean, that there probably are plenty of things that you don't like that much or even hate doing. There are plenty of errands and chores to run, to do. Maybe you don't even like your work, your job, and that's fine. But find one thing that you really enjoy, and I mean that it's part of the vocabulary already. That really brings you something, that enriches your life, that fills up your heart, that lightens up your eyes, that puts you on fire, and that you like to share with people. Something that you could be passionate about, and you don't even have to share it with anyone. You just go there, do it. Maybe it's 10 minutes of drawing or playing the guitar or the flute or singing or, I don't know, playing with your dog, whatever. Your kids, cooking, whatever it is. Find something that gives you joy. It makes everything else around your life, the shittiest part, so much easier to endure, and you might even get a completely different view on those more annoying parts of your life. You might even feel like changing them and saying, okay, no, I have had enough of this job. I'm doing something else. I find a way to do something that gives me more joy on a daily basis. And until then, I might have to stick with my job because it pays my bills. But in the meantime, I don't know, you go for some sort of certification for training dogs because you love dogs and you want to, you share your love with other people. And you do this you read books in the evenings, you study on the weekends, you help other people training dogs, and that's how you learn, that's how you advance. And you will build up a base that at one point or another, if you really dedicate yourself to it, will enable you to make money out of your joy. And will help you to keep doing it and doing it more often, more frequent, in more depth, or you take part of the time to study it even further, to getting it to know even better, and just becoming an even better dog trainer, to keep with that example. But really, the key part is joy is important, and without joy in your life, it's going to be hard to have any sort of fun, and lasting commitment to people, to events, to social events, to business events, to private events, happenings, whatever it might be, because you, without this small spark in your life, you will miss the energy to do other things. So I encourage you to go out there and find your joy and have fun with it. And it would be really cool if you could tell me what your joy is and how you incorporate it into your daily life, your weekly schedule, whatever it might be. Just share it and have fun. See you.